You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's 1040 AM on this Wednesday, August 16th, which means it's time for your Valley Talk program. I am Cameron Herron, and we've got a little bit of a double feature for you today. I got a couple guests. They're going to kind of split the 20 minutes here. And the first guest I've got on is Bo Brorby of the Grand Theater. Bo, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. And we brought you on here as kind of another Hyping Up Oxcar Days events. We've been doing that a lot lately. This is actually kind of the last one we've got scheduled, so hope we make it a good one, Bo.
Oh, we will.
For sure. So, you work at the Grand Theater, and obviously the Grand Theater does a lot of different things for Oxcar Days. So, why don't we start with the movie matinees, which is kind of one of the main ones.
Okay. Yeah, I'm the manager at the Grand Theater, and we have a jam-packed, full of events and things going on for us here all week. And starting off with the matinees, you asked, we are starting that tomorrow, Thursday at 1 o'clock, and then Friday as well at 1 o'clock. And a couple days ago, we got reached out by an amazing company in town, Grove Mechanical, and they are doing a thing. They just doubled their donation. They're gonna take care of any kid who comes to the dollar movie. They're gonna cover kids' admission, and each kid will get a small pop and popcorn.
Wow.
At 1 o'clock. It's gonna be really awesome, and
yeah,
we're really happy they wanted to do that for the community.
That's crazy generous by Grove Mechanical there. That sounds like an awesome thing. A free movie and snacks. That's what kid wouldn't want that.
Yeah, and on Thursday, tomorrow at 1 o'clock, we're showing Croods 2, which is hilarious. And then Friday, we're showing the original Spy Kids.
Ooh, Spy Kids. Yes, that is a classic right there. Definitely brings me back to my childhood for sure there. Yeah, sounds like a couple of really good choices for kids, and even for all ages, you know, and stuff like that. So it's good choices there. So then you also are going to be serving popcorn at the tractor pull?
Yeah, so we always like to go out on Thursday when there's the tractor pull and different events going on in front of the theater. So we'll have our popcorn machine out on the corner there like we always are. And this year we're going to be selling some of our movie memorabilia. We have like our collectible movie tins, and we'll have some movie posters out there. And another thing, remember to get your refillable cups. We got special cups that are a nice plastic that you can purchase at the theater, and then you can keep coming back for $2 refills, so you can save some money. And then also we have our soda machine out front of the theater for $1, and 1 in 8 cans has a free movie pass taped to them. So if you need some refreshments, the Grand Theater is your place to come get drinks, snacks. We got popcorn deals, and you can use our nice restrooms, cool off when you need to take a little break.
For sure, that's lots of good stuff. And that soda machine, that's just such a cool idea, the free movie passes. But it's not all that is going on for Oxcar Days this week. We've also got some video games on the big screen as well.
Yeah, Sunday is our, I think we're on like year 7 or something doing video games on the big screen. It's a lot of fun, especially with the new Mario movie created some hype over Mario again.
Yeah.
So Super Smash Brothers, Mario Kart, Switch Sports where you bowl.
Yeah.
That's something that's really fun to do on the big screen. So, everyone, from noon to 3, we do video games on the big screen. So, we have 4 controllers, so everyone will get time to play. It's fun to watch, too. You know, kids get a little, get a little tournament going, maybe win some movie passes.
For sure. Definitely seems like something that could get pretty competitive at times. That sounds...
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
for sure.
It's
like,
all fun.
Like a lot of fun. Yeah, it's all in good fun, for sure, but still, it's always...
And then, and then Friday also is, we got our dollar movie, of course. But also Friday we have the teen dance we sponsor with Aaron over at State Farm also. And it's, last year it was a huge success. That's one of the main things the committee was saying. Everyone was talking about how much fun the kids had. It was great to have an event just for the teens where they had got to have, let loose, have fun, out in front of the, right down from the theater and stuff. So remember to remind all your kids to come out to the street dance for the teens on Friday.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. That's a great thing. Definitely an event that I think a lot of teens are excited for. So is that kind of all that's going on for Oxcart Days with the Grand Theater?
Yeah, that's all our main events. The dollar movies, and we, we're a great place in the center of everything for you to come by. And then also, of course, not just events, we have phenomenal movies playing right now. We have the must-see movie, The Sound of Freedom, which I hope everyone can find some time to come see. We got showing today and tomorrow at 4 and 7. It's a must-see movie. And then we also have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles playing today and tomorrow at 4:15 and 7:15. And then starting Friday, we have the mega hit Oppenheimer starting for 1 week. So we have that over the weekend. And then we also have the hilarious new movie called Strays, the rated R Will Ferrell talking dog movie.
Yeah, I definitely was kind of disappointed that Oppenheimer wasn't in Crookston upon release, but now that it's coming in, I definitely might check it out because it looks like just a fantastic film. Always good to see those movies that are just like huge events. You know, obviously it's like 3 hours long, but
yeah, and well, you're going to see that on the big screen inside one. It's going to be insane. Hopefully people come out. And yeah, we had to bring Barbie in brand new, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Biggest movie of the year.
For sure, for sure. So that's about all the kind of happenings at Grand Theater. Again, movie matinees, $1. And it looks like Grove Mechanical is going to get the cost for one of those movies. You serving popcorn?
So Grove Mechanical is sponsoring Thursday and Friday's showing.
Oh, sorry.
So first 50 kids for each showing Thursday and Friday will get free admission for the dollar kid show, and they get a free soda and popcorn. It's a really awesome thing. They wanted to do something with us for the community. So, yeah, everyone come out for that. I think it's going to be a really great time.
Yeah, awesome. And then obviously serving popcorn at the tractor pull. Video games on the big screen and sponsoring the teen dance. A lot of good stuff there. Anything else you want to chat about before we let you go here, Bo?
No, I just appreciate you guys letting us come on here and talking for a little bit. And everyone check out our Facebook page. You know, we're posting tons of stuff there all throughout the day. And then our website is morefamilytheaters.com. That's got our show times. You'll see show times on our Facebook page too. But, we hope everyone has a great Oxcart Days, and thanks for the time.
For sure. Thank you very much, Bo. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
So that was Bo Brory of the Grand Theater talking about the Oxcart Days events, but that's not all we're going to talk about today. I mentioned that it was a double feature, and I've got another special guest on right now, and he's right here in the room. It's Steve Krueger.
Hey, yeah, double feature. I like that.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a movie thing,
yeah,
isn't it?
Double feature. I didn't even plan to do that. That's crazy. That's perfect how that worked out. So we have Steve Krueger on, and he's going to talk about a couple of the Oxcart Days event, mainly the parade and the Rib Fest.
Yep.
So
Lions participation kind of put one of my other hats on and talk about the Lions Rib Fest, of course, coming up tomorrow night from 5 to 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a good selection this year. We got added a couple. And
do you want to describe that event again for people
who may not
know?
What the Rib Fest is, we're all set up in the Red Barn on the square there. We have our ribbers there this year. We have seven of them with us this year, so it was nice. We got a couple extra ones in there, one new one, one that has been part of our Rib Fest for a few years, and got them back on. And so you'll have some good choices for ribs, and a good deal too. Also, the farmers market is going to be there. They will be cooking and serving and selling their sweet corn.
Ooh, nice.
So it'll make a great meal. You know, you get the ribs and our participants in the Rib Fest this year. We've got B&E Meats, the Irishman Shandy, Scobie's Pub and Grub, who was the winner, People's Choice winner last year.
Oh,
they won. We have that's the other thing. We have a trophy too.
Oh, a trophy.
And we ask everybody, the people, to vote. It's a People's Choice trophy, and that's been around for quite a few years. And you have you sample the ribs, and then you also will receive a voting little piece of paper
like
to
ballot.
Vote on a ballot to choose your what your favorite was. And when we're done, we'll go through and see who has the most votes. And, of course, they will receive a trophy for the year. So we've collected it back from Scobie's. I should have grabbed that, too, because I've got all the who's won in the past, most of our participants. And it's been a few years since they won. So Ooh. They were pretty excited last year when they won the trophy.
For sure. And was that maybe the first time they'd won it as Scobie's Pub and
Yes,
Dub?
As Scobie's, yep. Yeah. It was Crookston Inn before there.
Yep,
or, and so they have been, it's been a few years since they've won. So.
Yeah, for sure. Do these businesses, like, do they flaunt it? Do they put it on
businesses?
Yeah, we got the best ribs in town.
Yeah, and so that's great. And they'll have another chance at it this year. So
sure.
we shall see. But, yeah, we've got B&E Meats, the Irishman Shandy, Scobie's Pub and Grub, Kim at RBJ's. She has ribs for us, too. We've got Erickson Smokehouse out of Fertile. Ooh. And added back in, which has done in the past, is UMC Sodexo out there.
Okay.
UMC Food Service Sodexo. So they're back with us this year. And we added a new one this year, also from Fertile, Side Street Bar and Grill.
Ooh.
Liz's son-in-law, Ryan, has they put a smoker in down there, and
nice.
They're smoking ribs, and they're smoking brisket, and they're smoking chicken, and once in a while some turkey legs. So they're bringing up ribs, too. So we'll have the seven there, as well as the farmer's market with the sweet corn. So you have a nice meal there.
Yeah.
And all the tables kind of set up just outside for you to purchase. We'll have the a boat and four tickets for that. We're just kind of going with a straight $10. You can easily purchase more tickets. There's $2 a ticket. So you get a bone. It's $2 a bone. We kind of give back to the ribbers because it's pretty expensive. The meats are expensive. Their time that they take to smoke them and cook them and stuff, because they bring them in all prepared. And so we pay. That's how we kind of give them a little something back to help cover their costs. We know
for
we're
sure.
not gonna. And it's a small fundraiser for the Crookston Lions Club.
Yeah.
So it's $10. You get the four tickets and a boat to have your ribs in. But you can also purchase more tickets at $2 a bone. So, hey, we're going to have seven ribbers. It's going to cost, and you want one from each of them. That's $14. Okay.
I definitely don't think the businesses are interested in making a profit on this event.
No,
they're more about getting out in the community, serving
and fun.
Yeah, of course.
And that was for Side Street Bar and Grill at Fertile. That was kind of the nice thing for there too, since it's something new that she's got there, and so they kind of want to promote that. And. And so they're coming up. So, it's a fun thing, and the weather looks like it's going to hold out, so we'll be downtown, which will be great. It always seems to be much better down there, and we'll have the individual windows around. Everybody will be set up in each window, and some will have their reps there. Some our Lions will be serving them up. So, but we'll have the signs in each of the windows, so you'll know where the ribs are coming from, whether they're from one of the seven. So,
what better way to introduce the community to your restaurant than by winning this award and being able to say that you have the best ribs in the Red River Valley. That'd be pretty fun. But that's not the only thing that you're kind of going to talk about here today. You're also going to talk a little bit about the parade.
About the parade, yes. We've got a pretty good, so far, list going, and I think they're still coming in. For those out there that maybe want to get in on the parade, be in the parade, you can still go to the CrooksandOxcartDays.com website, and if you scroll down to the Saturday schedule, and down there we have on the parade, which starts at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. I'll be kind of lining us up on North Broadway there, and bring them around by the Government Center, and then head them down avenue there, be Central Avenue. As the parade route.
Yep.
And we still have time. If somebody out there wants to get in on the parade, and I said, you can scroll down to the Saturday schedule. And it says there to email either Derek Martin, Derek D. Martin at Gmail, or you can fill out the register. And it says access that. You click here, right, where it's the word here is underlined. You click on that, and the parade register will come up. You can also drop them off with Brian Frisk at American Federal Bank. Brian is working with Derek, helping out Derek this year on the floats. And the parade entry, we've got the nonprofit agencies are $5, and any individual, commercial, or business is $20, up to two units. And then it's $5 for each additional unit. And then you got to let us know whether it's a car, a float, whether you're going to have walkers, animals, anything other there too. And if you got live music or whether you've got recorded music, as far as the description. And then we need a description, which is nice. Because I also emcee the parade. We have the viewing stand with our judges, and we judge the floats as they come. We've got a group of people there that help us out judging the floats. But it's nice for me to have a little description. I mean, yeah, I know a lot of the businesses anyway, but some of the places. But it's nice to have a little description of what you do and stuff like that. So you can fill that out. That gives me some information.
That makes me want to ask, has there ever been, like, floats or things that have slipped through the cracks
because
of that? And you're like, oh, what are these guys doing
here? No, like, sometimes we get, and we get some last-minute people that come into town, that come in and say, hey, you know, I want to hop in the parade. And we've got a great group of volunteers, Lions volunteers. They go out and they put out the stakes for the, and then we kind of get back in contact with everybody and say, okay, here's your parade route number. And we've got all the stakes marked with what it is, and sometimes we end up with adding A and B, and you know, we'll have parade entrant number 20, 20A, 20B. Happens sometimes too.
For sure.
And it's, we basically kind of go with first come, first serve though.
Yeah.
And so if you're, you know, getting in late, you're going to end up probably towards the back of the parade. But we get a few of them that come in late.
For sure.
As always. So that's, for me, I just got to punt. That's all.
for sure.
Like I said, most of the businesses, most of them that come in into, I've been around here long enough and know enough about the businesses and what's maybe even from some of the out of town ones too that come in, I can get my way through. So,
before we wrap up here, I was actually going to ask you, are there any like new exciting things coming to the parade that you can talk about here?
I just kind of got a list of who we've got. There's probably a couple of new businesses. I know there's some young entrepreneurs, I will say, that do lawn care. That they have, they're going to be running their mowers through the parade, stuff like that.
Okay.
But some of the regulars too. I know, every year we try and work hard to get some more musical groups there, but sometimes that's tough to do to get, get the bands and stuff from the area. We've tried to contact and kind of go back and forth, and I know that sometimes they have trouble trying to get kids together because it's towards the end of the season. Some places, people are taking vacation time and things like that.
And there was logistics stuff too. Yeah,
there was one particular group out of Thief River Falls. It was a bunch of music teachers. They usually go through the parade down in Fertile during the Polk County Fair.
Oh, really?
And I had talked to them a few years ago, and they said, "Well, we're all teachers, and we school's starting soon, so we kind of take our vacation."
Unfortunate.
But anyway, so we'll have some of the usuals that come through. Always provide some great floats and things like that, too. So they're honoring UMC this year. They're 30 years. They have a four-year college, so we'll have them. They're kind of the grand marshal this year with Mary Holt's Claws. We're hoping to maybe get some of the past chancellors like Chuck Casey and Don Sargent, but I haven't heard for sure on that right now, so.
For sure.
Anyway,
well, let's go ahead and wrap it up here again.
Yep.
The parade, that's at 7:30 on Saturday.
Seven. Yeah, the classic cars kind of start to kick the parade off.
Yeah.
They come through at about 7 o'clock. Parade starts at 7:30.
Okay.
So. But Ribfest tomorrow.
Perfect.
Ribfest tomorrow, 5 to 7
sounds
down at the barn.
So. Sounds like a great meal. Thank you very much, Steve. So that was your double feature of Valley Talk today. Steve Kruger and Bo Broby talking about plenty of different things for Oxcart Days. But let's go ahead and get the world and national headlines from the Associated Press. This is the Voice of the Valley, KROX. It's 11 a.m.